Lexington Market is buzzing these days, as it has every day since it opened in 1784. But the buzz of activity is mixed with a bit of concern. Last month, market officials issued a request for proposals seeking ideas to broaden the customer base and the offerings at the Baltimore Landmark. Mike Hovardis, owner of Burger's Bakery, has worked in the market for four decades. He says he and other vendors are worried about those ideas.
We like to have details, map what they're going to do and what going to affect us.
Peter Murphy comes to the market every Monday to eat oysters and clams at Fadley's while his wife shops. He has been making the drive from Prince George's County for years.
Well, I'm a clam and oyster lover on the half shell. I've eaten oysters and clams from New Orleans to Boston. These are in Baltimore. These are the best.
He says talk of a market facelift troubles him.
What's a facelift? I like it is. But also, I guess I'm thinking to myself, there must be some improvements involved.
Casper Jenko, executive director of Baltimore Public Markets Corporation, which operates the city's six markets, insists that the estimated $25 million in renovations will not change the character of the landmark.
We're going to keep the heart and soul of Lexington Market the same as it always been. We're just going to improve it, and we're going to add products to our existing product mix.
Jenko says they are looking for more than a facelift for the market.
The RFP is for a consultant to put together a team of people that can present to the board of directors and the city a comprehensive approach to moving Lexington Market forward and becoming a true food destination resource for the city of Baltimore and really for the state of Maryland and even for the people who come and visit the city of Baltimore.
The consultant's plans could include everything from the market's appearance to the food choices available, all in an effort to attract more customers.
What we are going to do is we're going to take a more broad approach, as you mentioned, so that we can expand our demographic. We're going to continue to have all the great things that's Lexington Market today, but we're going to expand our opportunities to reach out for a changing demographic.
Gregory Scruggs operates the Pure Shea store, which sells natural soaps and bath products. He says that expanding the market is a good thing.
The market has seen a little bit of a turnaround over the last 10 years. It can do better and can't hurt.
Scruggs adds that while his customer base is expanding, there are some improvements that need to be made.
They have to do better with controlling some of the undesirable that comes through the market on a regular basis. Once they get that done, we should be all right.
Jenko says he expects representatives from about 20 different groups at today's meeting. Proposals are due in July, with the contract expected to be awarded in the fall. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.
Thank you.